KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies. Temperatures holding steady at 36 degrees. We look forward to be partly sunny today with a high near 40. Good morning and happy Thanksgiving. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. The Cass County Board of Supervisors yesterday heard from representatives of the Cass County Agricultural and Educational Association, the Fair Board, and Fairgrounds Committee, who reported on how the money contributed by the county is used. They asked the board to consider an unspecified increase in the annual contribution, which is currently $58,000. Their request was taken under consideration for budget time. And an organization offered to provide Christmas lights to decorate the evergreen on the northwest area of the courthouse block. The county would need to run power to near the tree and have the lights installed. The lights would remain on the tree year-round. A bid was obtained for power installation and the hanging of lights. A motion was made by Supervisor Dwayne McFadden and seconded by Chuck Reakin to accept the proposal to provide Christmas lights and the bid of $1,500 to install power and hang lights. But after discussion and a roll call vote, that motion failed. Gaylord Schelling and Dwayne McFadden voted in favor. Frank Waters, Chuck Reakin, and Mark Wiedemeyer voted against it. The board Wednesday also adopted a resolution abating the taxes, interest, and penalties on a parcel of land that's now owned by the city of Griswold and is allowable under Iowa code. The Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce says it's pleased to announce that Atlantic has been recognized as a neighborhood champion for the third year in a row by American Express. Weta Hargens, Atlantic Area Chamber Executive Director, says they're excited to partner with all the Atlantic Area businesses to create shopping incentives and activities and celebrate Small Business Saturday. Founded by American Express in 2010, Small Business Saturday is a day to celebrate the small businesses that help support our community. American Express created the Neighborhood Champion Program to help rally communities around Small Business Saturday and is working alongside numerous business organizations to support local Small Business Saturday celebrations throughout the country. Hargens says American Express recognizes communities that have strong participation, the ongoing Shop Local Passport program, the holiday ice skating rink, and overall community support, she says, all helped Atlantic achieve this national recognition. She says it's a great opportunity for Atlantic to receive national recognition and support the vibrant character of our community. You're invited to enjoy Atlantic and show your community pride this Saturday, November 26th, by shopping small businesses, and be sure to take advantage of the first ever holiday skating rink. Receive double stamps on your Shop Local Passport and a Shop Scratch and Win ticket. You can visit ChristmasInAtlantic.com on the web for a list of participating businesses and a full schedule of activities. The start of the holiday shopping season arrives tonight, with many stores opening early for Black Friday. Police are warning the potential for crime increases if shoppers aren't careful. Sioux City Police Officer Lori Noltsy says people can reduce their risk of becoming a crime victim by following a few pieces of advice.
Do not leave purchased items or valuables inside your car. Leave them in the trunk or keep them with you while you're out shopping. Crimes of opportunities often happen when the suspects can see your purse or your items that you've purchased, the belongings that are just simply sitting in the back seat of your car.
While many Iowans may prefer shopping after dark, Dolce says those later times can also provide an opportunity for crime.
It's better to shop when it's busier and when there's more people out and you're in a higher populated area. Also, try to park in a well-lit area where there's a lot of foot traffic and a lot of people see you coming and going from your vehicle.
Shoppers are also advised to keep their receipts and report any unauthorized purchases on their credit or debit cards.
Also, keep track of your credit card company's phone numbers. In the event that your cards are lost or stolen, you can contact them immediately. The sooner you can get them canceled, is less likelihood of charges being placed on them.
Lastly, Officer Noltsy advises you to have your vehicle keys ready when you return to your parking lot to load their packages, and never leave a car unattended with the motor running or with the keys in the ignition. Sheriff Jeff Danker announced yesterday that on December 10th, 2016, at 6:30 a.m., the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office, in conjunction with Target at Metro Crossing, will hold the 18th annual Shop with a Sheriff. 18 years ago, Lieutenant Larry Brown had the idea to start helping residents of Pottawatomie County that are in need of the Christmas season. And with Lieutenant Brown's idea in mind, Sheriff Danker began the Shop with a Sheriff campaign. And over the last 18 years, the Pott County Sheriff's Office says it has had the privilege of bringing joy to over 450 children living in Pottawatomie County. Last year, employees, both sworn and civilian, from the various Sheriff's Office divisions, shopped with 45 children. This year, 58 children will be shopping for outerwear, clothing, and toys with family and employees from the Sheriff's Office. Each family of the participating children will also receive a food basket for the holiday season. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office Shop with the Sheriff event is made possible by the generous donations of citizens, organizations, and businesses throughout the area. Page County Sheriff Lyle Palmer says from November 25th through December 21st of this year, the Page County Sheriff's Office will be taking requests for Operation Blessing, with Shenandoah, Essex, and Clarinda having similar programs for children in those towns. The Page County Sheriff's Office will be geared toward children in other communities as well as rural areas of the county. Requests must come from a parent or guardian of the child, and they can be called into the Page County Sheriff's Office at 712-542-5193 or reported in person at the Sheriff's Office at 323 North 15th Street in Clarinda. And again, those requests will be taken from tomorrow through Wednesday, December 21st, and each child will be given a first and second choice. Operation Blessing was started in the mid-1980s by the Page County Reserve deputies to ensure that every child in Page County has the opportunity to receive a gift at Christmas. And it has continued every year since for almost 30 years. This year, the Sheriff's Office and Reserve Program will continue the tradition of ensuring that children in Page County receive a gift for Christmas. Anyone wishing to donate to the Page County Sheriff's Office Operation Blessing Program can either stop by the Sheriff's Office or mail a donation to the Page County Sheriff's Office at 323 North 15th Street in Clarinda. Zip code down there is 51632. The Sheriff's Office, again, will be offering the gifts to the children. That'll take place on December 21st, 22nd, or 23rd. That all depends on their staffing level, the call load, and, of course, the weather. Sheriff Palmer says he wants to thank everyone for their donations and support of the program, for without the program, they would not be able to continue. He also thanked the sheriff staff and their assistants and everything they do with the program, and he wishes all of you a joy-filled holiday season. A national survey by an Iowa marketing firm finds Americans place a high value on family, but to maintain good familial relationships, they want to keep politics off the table this Thanksgiving. Doug Jeske, president of the Meeks Group in West Des Moines, says the presidential election 2 weeks ago was so divisive, many families are placing a ban on all political discussions, especially during dinner.
The popular vote was split very closely, and a really strong and contentious and bitter campaign. And so Americans would like to sit down, I think, and appreciate what they're thankful for, but they don't really want to upset each other with conversations about politics right now.
Family remains central to Thanksgiving, far outpacing food, football, and even Black Friday. But to keep a family blessing, Jeske says many of us will choose to avoid conversations that might change our feelings toward our family members. And while the survey found politics are strictly off-limits during many holiday celebrations, almost as many respondents says money is another forbidden subject.
Americans in particular are pretty private about their finances. They either don't want to be doing too well or too poorly, and so they just prefer to keep those things to themselves, especially or even with other family members.
Nearly a quarter of Americans do still expect to talk about politics this Thanksgiving. Jeske notes there's no correlation between those willing to talk politics and whether alcohol is served with a meal. Many of us were taught that politics and religion are two topics you should never discuss in polite company. And Jeske says the survey did also ask about that other taboo, religion.
We asked whether Americans typically say a prayer before the holiday meal. And one thing that may be surprising is that Americans were equally likely to say a prayer if they were sitting down for Thanksgiving in an urban environment as they were a rural environment.
The survey found 56% of respondents always say a prayer before the Thanksgiving meal, 27% sometimes say a prayer, and 17% never say a prayer. The survey also found 96% of Thanksgiving dinners will feature turkey and about 40% will feature a kids' table. Though about a third of the time there's a kids' table, adults sit there too. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.